Spiritual Life Center.
We greet you in the name of all that is good, all that is sacred, and in the warm and loving energy of this community, Spiritual Life Center. If you're joining us for the first time, we especially want to welcome you because we know that you are not here by accident. You're here by divine appointment. Thank you for joining us on your unique path today, and we hope you enjoy this special message from this past Sunday's service.
We can indeed heal this land. This land is our personal lives, our country, and our world, for that matter. If we believe, because we know it is done unto us, to us as we believe. Well, welcome to our last week of our Faith in Action series, The Universe is Calling. And today we hear the call to birth the limitless life. As it says in the Gospel of Luke, the 12th chapter and the 32nd verse, it is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And we know that the kingdom is not a place. It is ever expanding good. But we have to believe and see in our mind's eye, even before it manifests on the physical plane. You know, this reminds me of a tale about an African prince. And this African prince was born with a hunchback. He was born with a hunchback. He had some physical limitations. And on his 13th birthday, his father, who happened to be the king of the village, asked the young boy what would he like to receive as a gift for his birthday. And the young prince, who happened to be bent over and was looking up, replied, "I want a statue of myself." And the prince's father was somewhat confused as well as concerned, because the very last thing he wanted for his son was to be mocked and ridiculed. And he tried to change his mind, and in an effort to change the boy's mind, the king said, "Surely there must be something else you desire." However, the young prince was steadfast, and he simply responded with resolve, saying, "No, I want a statue of myself, but I don't want a statue that looks like me as I appear right now. I want a statue of myself of how I would appear if I stood up straight. I want it placed outside of my window. I want it put in my garden so I can see it every single day." Well, the king relented, and after the statue was completed, each morning the hunchback boy stood before his likeness. And he did this day in and day out. He stretched his body to mimic the 6-foot replica. And the son of the king did this without fail for 8 years. And on the 21st day of his birthday, the prince stood shoulders erect, head straight, and stared eyeball to eyeball with his bronze image. The prince's secret is found in the words, "As you see yourself, so shall you be." That prince was holding on to the vision. That vision was a prayer for him. He claimed his good, even in the midst of the facts being to the contrary. That vision filled his consciousness, filled his awareness. And when we talk about consciousness, just to repeat, it's the sum total of his beliefs, his thoughts, his feelings. That's what we would say if we were to sum up the key idea of Eric Butterworth's work in The Universe is Calling. He reminds us that the whole thing is based on the words, life is consciousness. That's the whole ball of wax. That's it in a nutshell. Butterworth calls it the three-word religion. So throughout this whole series, we've been reminding ourselves that prayer is not about changing God. It's about changing us, transforming our consciousness. We would say it's a good thing we can't actually change God's mind about anything. It's actually wonderful that we can't change God about things. It's great to come into the awareness that we don't have to change God's mind in any way, shape, or form. In fact, imagine trying to change God's mind. We, as human beings, spiritual beings in this dimension, can't even change each other's minds and our opinions. Imagine having to change the mind of God. Plus, even if that was possible, if that were to happen, we would have a chaotic universe because everyone would have the force, the universe, God, doing different things. Because God would be one way one day and another way the next. And I would say, Jesus Christ, God, that would be an unbearable situation. So I say it's fantastic that you and I can improve upon what the force, what the universe, what God is doing. In fact, I would say we can breathe a sigh of relief that at times this presence never answered some of those limited prayers that we may have had back in the day, where we have to pray to get something out of our life that we pray to bring into our life. As that country western song goes, and I realize it is actually a country western song, thank God for unanswered prayer. The Spirit of the living God is the changeless all good. And prayer is simply asking that that all good be expressed through and as us. As it says in one of the scriptures, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened for you. For everyone who asks, they receive. Who searches, finds. And who knocks on the door, that door is open. But understand, asking is not imploring or begging or beseeching an external deity to give us anything. No. The universe has already given us everything. Our job is to unfold it, uncover it, unmask it, to ask for it. And ask means claim it. And one way to claim that good is to engage in affirmative prayer, which is, I believe, and as others have said, is probably the most accelerated mind action known to humankind. And while there's no single right way to pray or meditate, effective prayer is directly related to our God thought. As it says in Philippians, the 4th chapter and 6th verse, we are here to have the same mind as was in Christ Jesus, Jesus the Christ, who being the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. In other words, we are here to think like God. We are here to enhance our God thought by practicing the presence. And we practice the presence when we give up thoughts that are not of God and begin to live in a world as if only God and I and us existed. And there is nothing else other than the presence of God. There is a man named Brother Lawrence, a monk, a friar, and he practiced this presence. And he saw God in every moment. He could be in a monastery washing dishes, doing mundane things, and all he saw was the presence of God. All he saw was this universal loving presence. In fact, he says, I gave up all that was not God, and I began to live in the world as if only God and I existed. Now, what would happen in our own life, in our collective lives, in the life of the planet, if we practice on a daily basis and simply said, only God exists, only love exists, Only peace exists. Only joy exists. Only beauty exists. That is the eternal, unchanging reality. Regardless of the illusion, regardless of the sense of separation, regardless of the internet, regardless what moves through the human consciousness, regardless of the gossip of the day, regardless of seeing the political divide that seems to permeate our society and sometimes our world, what if you and I really live from the standpoint only God was real and is real? How would you and I be in the world? How would we act? See, that's what Brother Lawrence did. And as a result, the walls of separation eventually crumbled in his life. And I say that's up for us as well. That's what we're here for as well, to live and think for the divine ideal in everything that we do, whether it's a project or a program that we find ourselves doing. And when we have that as our God thought, as it says, every valley shall be filled, every mountain hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall become straight, and the rough places shall become level on all ways. In other words, the Spirit of the living God shall make a way out of no way. And when that happens, when we say yes and raise our consciousness and our God thought, when we claim our good and connect with that force through our prayer practices, something happens. You know, there was a phenomenon that took place for Nelson Mandela. You know the story, I think you have. And I now see it almost in a different perspective because I realize he raised his God thought and was connected with that presence. And then, of course, he took action. When Nelson Mandela was in the prison cell and sentenced to life of hard labor as a result of him fighting to end apartheid in South Africa, when that happened, he had a limited vision or belief in his vision of having harmony and an apartheid-free country, and he believed at that point it would never happen. And his mind and conscience was consumed by that belief. And then one day, like rain falling on a parched field, a thought popped into his awareness. And he expanded his belief. He expanded his thinking by saying to himself, well, maybe my vision can still happen. He nurtured that thought, and he began to embody the idea that his desire could still happen. And he further reflected on the expanded thought, and then he had a revelation that perhaps what appeared to be a hopeless situation was exactly what was supposed to look like on the way to the fulfillment of his vision. And that maybe his being in prison was the means to the end of apartheid, and the vision he had for his country, despite appearances, could come true. And he related that he began to relate to this idea more and more. And once he got into the mindset and a God thought, he began to immerse himself in this God awareness, this God consciousness. And the idea of writing letters occurred to him. And somehow he felt that getting those letters out to the Western world then popped in his mind. And then he did something very important. He took action. He got the guards who were friendly to him to allow his letters to be mailed. A movement started that put pressure on the government of South Africa that eventually led to his freedom and him becoming the president of the country that unjustly imprisoned him. And it all started when he expanded his consciousness and tapped into the limitless possibilities that Spirit always has for us. As I like to say from time to time, our challenges, everything that we face, you know, they may be mental, they may be emotional, they may be physical, they may be economic, they may be political, but all solutions are spiritual. And we realize these spiritual solutions when we realize our oneness with God. This is what the universe is calling us to do. You know, one of my spiritual teachers told me that when you're praying with another person, you don't need to know the so-called problem. You don't even need to know what that is. Because every challenge stems from a belief in separation from the all-knowing, everywhere present, all-powerful force. So there's only one solution to all the challenges. When we pray, we do not even ask what the problem is. We just affirm, we just realize, we just speak and know our oneness with the force. As Butterworth points out in this week's reading, when he looks at the word sin, you know, I always looked at it as being self-inflicted nonsense. But he describes sin as a consciousness of separation. We've simply forgot our oneness and started believing in our two-ness, our duality. He didn't say that. Those are my words. And the one and only solution to any problem we have is to reestablish our sense of oneness. Get centered in the divine flow. Because the challenges we face in our life today, in our world today, in our political system, in our economics, in our health, the primary solution starts with realizing and affirming our oneness with the presence from which all solutions flow. Understand in this oneness, we can be transformed individually and collectively in a twinkling of an eye. So I'm going to close out this series and this talk today with a reminder that the universe is trying to say something to us. Say something to us right now. It's trying to say, if there is something within you that needs to be healed, you do not have to wait for anything. Right this moment, as you realize your oneness with the force, watch as the body temple releases toxins. Watch as ills and pains begin to disappear. And go on to claim even now that incurable disease has already been cured. Begin to accept right now the blocks you have in your life that you think you cannot get over. Begin to see now that they're not here, there in the mind of God. They don't exist. And begin to realize that the only thing there is God. And there's only the solutions. There's only health and wholeness, vitality and vigor. And it's calling you into that space where all things are possible. So elevate your awareness right now by giving yourself inner permission. I would even go so forth and say, claim for yourself to be magnificent. Claim for yourself to be great. Claim for yourself to be beautiful. Claim for yourself that you're an absolute conduit of divine love. The Spirit of the living God wants you to rise at this moment, even if you don't know how to do something. It's telling you, it's telling me to go on an adventure. Go on the adventure that the ego says is impossible, but your soul knows who and what you are. So give yourself permission. Claim it right now. This moment, this place is a field of prayer, is a field of healing now. It is a field of requalification. It is a sanctuary of excellence. And you are participating in a greater dimension of yourself by raising your consciousness. This is why we grow. This is why we develop. This is why we unfold. We seem to evolve because we are evolving to become more pristine as conduits for the Spirit of God to express itself through. So you are here right now to have a moment-by-moment encounter with the infinite and nothing less than that. And don't let anyone fool you, friends. That's not calling for specially chosen people. It's not a calling for anyone specially chosen, because all of us are being called by the universe for a particular purpose at this point of time on the planet. Because God needs us to shine its light. and the presence is waiting for you and me to answer the call through our silence, through our affirmative prayer, through our meditation, and a willingness to give birth to the limitless life. And with that, let us close out this Faith in Action program with our final week's affirmation. As we embody these words throughout the week, I am a dynamic individual expression of God. I say amen to my good. I pray and move my feet. And so it is, and so we let it be. Peace and blessings to you.
We are grateful for the opportunity to share with you today and hope you've taken something from this Sunday's message. If you'd like to hear more from Spiritual Life Center, be sure to click subscribe on the podcast platform you're listening from. You can find out more about our community on our website at www.slcworld.org. We look forward to being a part of your continued spiritual journey. Wherever you are, God is, and all is well.
Spiritual Life Center.